Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women Wildin' Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peace Simone.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty B.
Welcome to the Women Wildin' Out podcast, you guys. Where the ladies of Wildin' Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women Wildin' Out podcast a la carte.
Hey, y'all, we're back with another episode of the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, where we control the mic. I am Bree TAC.
Crystal Angelique here.
Issa Mao.
And I'm Pretty V.
We have a dope guest on here today, but we will get to him a little later.
hint.
Shots fired. He is very talented, very funny, very sweet, not too attractive, but he got style. Mm.
And yeah, he's very swaggy.
But yeah, so before we get into our guest, do you want to pull something from the juice jar?
Yeah, let's pull from the juice jar.
Pull from the juice jar.
Let's see what we got today.
Juicy?
How do you feel about grown adults who still live at home with their parents? Mm.
Grown adults?
But what is the age of a grown adult?
There's no age limit. 18. It depends on the situation.
I think so too. In the Caribbean, a lot of, especially women, stay at home to like avoid bills and all that stuff. Not to say that we're not trying to strive for success, but there are a lot less opportunities in the Caribbean than it is in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So getting a job right there and then to get on your feet is a lot harder to do. Just my experience. So I guess, as you said, it just depends on the situation.
I mean, you know, if you got to go back home, you got to save your money. Ain't nothing wrong with going back home, baby.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to live with them, you got to live with them. It is what it is. I ain't got nothing to say about that because I had to go back home.
I live with nobody.
Before I got to where I'm at, baby, I had to go back home with an old girl.
After college? Was it after college?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I thought I had it figured out. I did not. So, you already know.
Same here. I had to go back live with my mom for like at least 6 months.
What about if your man lived with his parents?
I don't know. At the stage of our lives right now, I don't know. It would just have to be a specific situation that I could just pull out my consideration card. And maybe, because sometimes you fall into someone's life to help them with the direction that you need to go to.
How old are you?
26.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it just depends. Mm-mm.
I don't want no nigga hit my phone and say, I'm getting my house painted. I got to go stay with my mama. And then I come back 6 months later. No, you know, the air condition broke. So I had to go back. Just too much excuses. Just get it together. Get it together. If you got to go work somewhere, work it out.
Mm-hmm. I talked to somebody that lived with their parents.
How old you can you? Relate.
How
to
old
it?
Was I?
Yeah.
That was like a couple years ago. I'm 31 now. So
how was it though?
It didn't work.
What girl. About you, Bree?
Come on this. What?
Dude.
Yeah. Something was hell no.
Bree said hell no.
Hell no.
She didn't cut the air bracelet on her wrist.
Hell to the no.
Yeah. No, you can live with me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if that was an option, and it depends. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you actually like have a real reason for why you're there,
mm-hmm.
like some real shit, not just like you're fucking lazy and you're not doing anything.
Yeah. Facts.
Then yeah. But otherwise, absolutely not.
Right. All okay. that cooking, you can't cook, you can't mm-mm. clean, you can't do. You just there in my house for no reason. No.
Okay, let's pull one more.
Okay, girl.
Go deep, go deep, go deep, go deep, go deep, go deep, go deep.
Oh, Lord. Why does this keep happening to me?
Talk.
Okay, as a woman, do you want your man to be the provider? No.
No.
I don't.
We both gonna provide.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm down, you up. When you up, I'm down. And
yep.
we both up.
Yeah.
We both can't be
up,
down.
Then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck.
Is that
yes
your
or
answer?
No?
Yeah, we go, you know, it's a 50-50 moment. Like, you know, you do what you do, I do what I do. You adi-ya, you adi-ya.
Girl, what does that mean?
Translate. Adi-ya, somebody.
I mean, you know.
I think we both can provide. Yeah, I mean, all of us up here are entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. independent.
I watched
so.
My stepdaddy drive trucks and we had no job. My mom had to step in, you feel me? That's just how she go. And
I don't
vice
know.
Versa.
I've learned and been able to like.
But if a dude telling me to not do too much and stay home.
No.
Then what?
You are not going to do that.
No.
You know I'm not. I gotta have shit to do.
You're gonna be at home sneaking skits.
Mm-hmm. Now, by that time, I'll probably be on somebody's talk show or my own show.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So, talk your shit, Crystal.
I mean, sorry. I just like I feel like over the past year, a lot of different perspectives have entered into my mind space and a lot of different topics and conversations. And beforehand, especially because I lived in a household where my dad was the main provider and my mom wasn't, she's a stay-at-home mom. And I saw what it did to her. And so that's what drove me to want to be like, get my shit, lead, like secure myself. But then I realized like my dad wasn't like, he was a toxic masculine, right? And so he didn't provide that security, that protection that the woman requires for her to be in her feminine to the point where it balances them both. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it depends on the situation, but I'm definitely open to that. I have nothing to prove. I'll still always...
You're in a relationship now, right?
Yeah, I still always have like my bags, but I'm not going to say, hey, let me do the most, especially in this moment, if I'm going to be willing and able to have the man provide for me. But we're going to have Khan come in.
Yes.
To our guest. And so we're looking forward to that conversation. Mr. Cut the Beat
Khan, start walking
himself.
Down. You know, your little legs. You got to take strides.
Start the beat.
Welcome. There you go. See you in.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out.
You look so cute today.
Is
so unusual.
Yeah. Is your leg swinging?
No. I'm about the smallest one. Yeah, I'm taller.
You're
than
one
her.
Of the.
How, taller you're than never but taller than us.
Are you dumb?
How tall never. Are you?
Five.
That's so cute.
Six.
I'm 5'5", five, brown eyes. That song's about him. Hey. I like the sunrise.
Hey. I told Khan when he was on a bus that he looks like Marv, I think, from Home Alone, the little short one that was stealing from Macaulay Culkin.
The robber.
Joe Pesci. Just like him.
Who was that, Joe Pesci,
Jesus.
Right?
Joe, he looked just like him.
Jesus.
Or Harry, or somebody.
Can y'all please pull up that clip?
The guy from Goodfellas. Too.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah,
that's him.
I look nothing like Joe Pesci.
You definitely like him.
You got a little bit of muscle. But see, the looks don't matter because he's so talented, so that outweighs the height.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Finally.
We love that.
Yeah.
How long have you been on Wildin' Out, Khan?
Since the reboot, which was 2013, season 5.
Damn. Niggas is mad confident.
How do they still have so many jokes about his height after 13, 14, 15, 16?
They don't get tired
of
it.
That's 8 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about Khan.
How you started, battle rap.
So I started off battle rapping, watching all the Smack DVDs, and I just knew that I wanted to battle. So what I did was I called my man from Cali, because I was already rapping in New York. I did the Lion's Den with Mook and Lux. So I called my man from Cali. Yo, you know what? Let's do it out in Cali. I could get a Cali fan base. Boom, 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 boom. Did it. We put it online. It went crazy. At the time, there was a league called Grind Time. They hit us up. Yo, we saw that Conceited battle. We want to come out there and do an event and have him go against another guy named Tall T, RIP. So we did that. And then I was all like, yo, you think it's going to get to World Star? They're like, they only taking 4 Grind Time battles, not jungle battles. I was like, damn.
Back then, World Star was.
Yeah.
Yeah, was
and then,
like,
so
the
now, I mean, this is 2009. And after that, my man's called me in the morning. Yo, I just got an email from World Star. They said, we're not taking jungle battles, but we would take one from that kid Conceited. That shit went on. And from that point on, it was lit.
There you go.
So that's what you wanted to do? Like, what is that what you wanted to be about a rapper?
Yeah. I didn't want to be.
Young.
I don't even want to be a real rapper now, if you ask Nick all the time. But I mean, there's like, I just wanted just to be a straight battle rapper only.
Do you still rap? Do you still battle rap?
On Wildin' Out.
If the bag is good. If the bag 16. Is good, you're like, I'm gonna go to Harlem. Yaddy yaddy yaddy, want me to, you know, battle.
Nah, it'll be good. They offer me some good money, but I don't feel like battling like none of my peers. Like,
yeah,
I won't
Clip
get nothing from that.
He demolished you.
Yeah, he said he toyed
Clips.
Up.
Clips
he
are lost. Clips are lost.
That's not what we heard.
It's all on all the YouTube comments.
Really?
Clips lost.
He said he didn't.
He's like, he killed you.
Of course
you.
He's gonna say that. He said he beat me. He says he beat Hitman. He says he beat
He didn't beat that.
He didn't?
I really don't remember, to be honest. But, but regardless, he's going to say it. And if you ask Hitman, he's going to say he won. You ask me, I'm going to say I won.
That battle rap shit, it's genius.
But if
to
you
me.
Like to look at the YouTube comments, which is the only thing we can go by, because there was no voting system, I won.
So why you said, I'm going to take myself out of the battle rap, I'm not going to do it no more, adi adi you, like what? Because you're dope. I mean, you of course, you're swaggy, but when you hit that stage, especially on Wild
Girl,
Out,
you're
it's a whole.
Yeah.
It's a whole.
She is pushing the envelope.
He is very swaggy.
That's
he's just
fact.
Banging a lot of dudes out here anyway.
All them infant clothes.
Them infant clothes? Gap. But maybe it's okay. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. But why you took yourself out of the, you know, to be like,
no, I just felt like I've done it already. I've done it. I mean, I got everything I can get out of battle rap, just beside, unless if it's monetary, then yeah. But it's not helping me do nothing. Everybody, like, I'm not going to get any bigger from battle
from
rap.
Battle rap.
Yeah, yeah, everybody in battle rap already knows me.
You reached the peak there.
Yeah. So, I mean, so they still hit me all day to come back. And the problem is, I'm like, if I come back, I'm not going to battle, I mean, somebody that's really not going to do anything for me. I mean, it could be somebody dope, but I'm not going to go battle up here.
It's not going to take you to another level.
So there was a couple of like Jadakiss coming to battle, Lloyd Banks. And I was like, well, if you get somebody like that, I will
Cassidy.
I mean, the thing with Cass would have been, Cass is, it still will be good, me versus him. But I mean, he already battled 3-4 times already.
So
it's just like, whatever. So, but somebody like Jadakiss or Banks, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Have you ever lost a battle? We asked the same thing to Clips. Have you lost?
It's
honestly,
okay.
No.
You win some, you
no.
lose some.
All right, so look, this is the way battle
rap
is
yes
never
no
judged. It's not judged.
Oh.
It's not judged. Mm-hmm. So you just go by, I mean, the streets, the fans, your own damn opinion, whatever your man says, whatever.
So did the streets ever say you lost?
Yeah.
I mean, well, anytime I was in a voting system, I won. Like, okay. Any type of voting system. But that's because I have, like, a very large fan base too.
Lit.
I mean, so, but of course, you know, they always try to, nah, that shit don't count. That's all them internet niggas, son. Nah, that shit don't count. The streets say you lost. My man, here is the only thing we could go by. It's a poll right here, and you lost.
After this break, we'll be right back with more Women of Wildin' Out.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So how did you go from battle rap to getting on Wildin' Out?
Your man, Nick Cannon, this is when he had that picture, which I couldn't believe he DM'd niggas with his shirt off and a picture like this. I mean, so.
I love that picture of him.
That's when he hit me like, yo, we bringing Wildin' Out back. And of course, you know, at first I'm like, man, I don't know if this shit is even real. And my man's like, yeah, so Nick Cannon follow you. I just got the email. I was like, oh, word. So I actually had a battle rap the day before my audition. That was against Surf. I mean, and I did it. Boom, went crazy. When I go into the audition the next day.
This is a Wildin' Out audition.
Yeah, this is my first time ever meeting Nick. So first of all, I didn't think he was even going to be there. So I go and he's like, oh, shit, what's up, nigga? What's up, nigga?
That sounds just like Nick.
What's up, nigga? This Nickelodeon? This my I know nothing besides Nickelodeon, all that America Sweetheart. Mm-hmm. So when I hear what's up, nigga, I'm like, all right. So I'm thinking he's gonna give me a fucked up handshake and not even know how to do it. Like, so I'm like, oh, all right. 2 points.
Don't do Nick.
He's hip now. And you're like, yo, I heard the battle was crazy. I heard it went from here to here, and you had to move it. I'm like, this nigga's in tune for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I did that audition, which was cool.
How was your audition? What did you have to do? Just rap, or did you have to tell jokes?
Both.
Please
both,
don't
both,
tell
really.
You told jokes.
Both. No, I mean, I wasn't gonna do no like no stand up. In the you don't even talk for real. Right? You say nothing.
She always putting the target on
viral. What I see, what I look like that, nigga. Viral.
So in the waiting room, they'd had like a little script. This may be some things they're gonna ask you.
Okay.
So I'm just skimming through it. All right. I like, all right, something about words. I believe the game is called Dictionary. They'll like use these words in the sentence. I probably only had like 3 of them in my head. I go inside there and the 3 that they asked me were happened to be the 3 that I actually studied. You know what I mean? Which was, it was probably like a list of 12, 15 words.
Crazy.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. Look at God.
So word, mm-hmm. right? So I go in this, Nick and Goldman. And I just remember the one that I did. It was a word called crotchety.
Crotchety.
Yeah, and they'll like use that in a sentence. And I just used my battle rap mind, so I just broke up the words and I said, if I see your girl, my crotchety bag her face. Mm. And then when I said that, Goldman started dying. And that's when Nick was like, yo, he never laughed like that before. I'm like, all right, it's lit.
You ain't never.
And then he was like, yo, Kevin Hart just killed you in the Wild style. Go crazy. So I did that. And he was like, I will call you back for another audition. Not a second audition. Horrible. Oh. Horrible.
What was so horrible about it?
So it was basically like a simulation of the show. So I walk in, I see all these comedians, all these YouTubers. I'm like, fuck. So I'm the only rapper here. I'm like, yo, I don't know how to play none of this shit. I'm not going to be funny like this. So I'm just chilling, you know, do whatever I could. Everybody else in the room is like, but your man right here laughing at everything. The fake laugh. The fake laugh, right? So I'm like, okay, all right. He fucks with me so seriously. Yeah.
Good. Matters.
Good. B, I'm talking about it was
bad. Oh, my God.
That shit was, and I knew it. I'm like, but when I hear him, I'm like, all right, well, fuck it.
At least you tried.
So
yeah.
So when I leave, yo, Nick, good looks. Salute. Thank you.
I know
for
I
the,
didn't make it.
Yeah, thank you for that too. So you know
what
I mean.
See you later.
If anybody doesn't know Nick, he's like a master of Hollywood talk. The Hollywood talk is just saying whatever bullshit that you want to hear to
give me an example.
Fast.
Because he just told me something earlier.
Yeah, we need to cross compare.
So
he promised me something. Actually, give me an example of what he be doing.
I walk up to him, yo, good looks, man. Thank you, yo. He's like, yo, you killed that shit, yo. You bodied it, man. All right, yo, I'm out. So I'm like, whatever. Soon as I walk out, I call Smack. Yo, set up whoever. Call, yo, the next battle. Let's do it. Probably say a week or two later. I'm sleeping. I wake up to a missed call, and I see it's from Hollywood, and I see a voicemail. And I say, hey, yeah, hello. I believe it was Craig at the time. They're like, yeah, this is Craig from Wildin' Out. You made it. Give us a call back. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's
so dope. So shout out to my man Nick for that, for like laughing, for
laughing
in my audition
here.
When everybody else was quiet because that shit was whack.
And Kai, you are, for real, all jokes aside, you are really so sweet because you be helping me when I be having one word. I be like, what rhymes with this? You be like, bitch, the word is cat. Yeah, cat, bat, rat.
You already know Nick gonna look out, but you already know your shit is trash every time. The jokes is trash. Like, my thing is, you know, I come to you for a little rhyme or two, but everything else, the rap,
and
is
you
crazy.
Don't use it, nigga. You don't say anything.
I use everything you tell me.
You forget.
If she gets
everything.
A buzzer every time.
Yeah. She forgets.
When she gets it from you.
No, if she gets it from
when
me.
When DJ D-Rec came to me the other day, I said, DJ D-Rec, he said, are you really mad that I gave you a buzzer? I said, I'm really mad because my shit hit. He was laughing and you gave me a buzzer. He said, no, Vina, this is how the shit, you remember, you devil.
She was so mad. I looked across from
for which one?
I said, let it go.
When I said me and Coyle Ray look alike, he didn't. He disagreed.
Well, Nick already said it. That's what
I know, but still. But then when I looked at you and I said, let's do this for the pick. Let's go back in. Da da da. And you was telling me like you should do like this. Your shit did not hit. So that's
what are you talking about?
What we did for the song. Let's go back in. V.
Da, 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 da. I didn't tell you to do anything, your man.
And nigga, you
Nick told you to
everything. Nick said facts. When I went to you to say how this shit sound, you gave me something with this. Then
I didn't give you anything. I said it was Gucci. I didn't give you anything. If I gave you something,
you see they do this the whole time, and then producer be like, "All right, get the bump in, wildin'." And then Vina has nothing because she was asking for help, and they argued the whole time. And now we coming in from the bump in, wildin'. And then Vina gotta go.
And then you see Khan and Kips talking like, all right, "She gonna fuck up. She's not even help us. She's gonna say."
Oh, when they hit me on the middle, pick up and kill it. You and I
body it, y'all like that was good shit. Good luck.
You body it with the performance. You don't say nothing. You just mumble shit.
Okay, relax. Relax. Don't be.
It's what? Yeah,
calm
factual?
Down.
Calm down.
Okay,
don't show them real
truthful.
Quick. Show them, V.
What?
Show them your shit.
Oh. My rapping shit?
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Because I already body clips when he was here.
You did. She did. Actually, she did so she good. Did.
I really bodied him when he came on here. All right. Give me a beat. Give me a bass line up.
Oh, here you go.
Yo. Hey.
Vina, just think. You can slow down. Think, okay, I'm going to slow down.
Hey.
Take your time. It's no rush. It's not Wild Style.
Hey.
Slow it down. Slow the bass line down so she can think.
Okay. So, stop. That's not a beat. Do me like a
catch
beat. Okay.
Boom, Trouble boom. In Paradise.
Boom, boom.
Yep, just think.
Boom, boom.
It can be something you already used.
Boom, boom. Yo, Khan's in the cherry. You're looking kind of scary. You look so dirty. You looking real motherfucking hairy.
Ooh.
I am that chick. I am that raw bitch. If you want to talk, bitch, give me the low bitch. Yeah.
That's my girl. Bars. That's my friend.
That rope chain is fake as fuck. What you want to do, lake as fuck?
When it's time to really prove
this is what I do.
This is what I do.
You see, I put her on the spot. We didn't even plan that. We didn't plan. I can't hold this, so a producer's gonna have to.
Yeah, I think for myself, how you have to respect a queen like myself. You've seen the video I did with Remy. And if you want my booking information, it's 30 G's to even fuck me.
30 so stacks.
It's 30 stacks. Like I told Cliff, I'm tired of y'all New York niggas trying me. You feel me? Y'all stay trying me. Like I don't know, I don't bring a little asset.
But I'm a liability.
But I love you, Khan. You already know that.
I already know facts. You already know you my sister all
everything
day.
Everything is always Gucci. You know, I like your style. You know, sometimes. Take your hat off. It gets scary sometimes.
What's wrong with it?
All right, we're back. Yeah. We put out of the jar. So we had a couple questions, and we're going to ask you these questions. Do y'all want to pull a new one? Let's pull a new one.
Oh,
okay. All right, let's do it.
Khan's so scared.
Nick?
No, it no,
Nick
nothing with
you. Nick
nothing
to do with you.
This is the Women of Wildin' Out podcast, and we can ask you whatever we want.
Yep.
She going to ask you? Calm
Why
down.
Do women and men lie about their body count? Let's get to it.
Well, I mean, obviously women lie about their body count because they don't want to be perceived a certain way.
I'll tell the truth.
I don't lie.
Men, and they probably lie about their body count
because they don't know.
Yeah. No, well, probably because they want to be perceived a certain way. You know what I mean? They probably think that shit is ill or whatever, but I don't really know too many men that lie.
So what's your body count?
He's never gonna tell you. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't know.
It's that many. He can't stop counting.
I don't keep count. Not that I lost count. I just don't keep count.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give you a second to figure it out.
That's all.
Is it over 100?
So nervous.
We'll be
here.
Lord.
Is it over 100?
It's definitely over 100. And that's what I'm confused about. 100 women?
100?
With this little toy?
Oh my God.
With this little chew toy. Y'all ain't up on this? I told him if I seen him in the club and I did not know him, it would be so difficult for him to get my number.
And then what?
You acted out the scenario and you made me laugh twice. And I said,
what
you
is
would
the scenario?
Probably
I
got the number because I laughed twice.
Okay, let's see it.
But it's because of the giggles.
It was just simple. I was like, look, if I saw you in the club.
He started rubbing my shoulder. That was a distraction.
What? That's it. I was like, yo, come here. I mean, because obviously if I'm in the club, you know, we're going to be in the section. I'm going to be on the couch chilling, right? So if I would have saw her and I'd be like, yo, can you come here? And she would have came.
Yeah,
like
that's
she said,
cute. Like, oh, come
like
here.
Like a dog.
I mean, what you want?
Oh, no, man. I'm like, yo, here. But I'm like, come here. I'm like, yo, come here.
Yeah, the little baby.
See, that's a little, don't take my shit, nigga.
You would have never, I don't think he needs to take your shit.
Yeah, he be getting the dirty.
Oh,
he does?
Yo.
Yeah. He's like this. Come here.
Come here. Like, nigga, what am I going to do with this? Come here.
So I would have her just stand in front of me.
And I said, hey, I have my hand on her shoulders, just talk to her. What is your name? Where are you from? Oh, when are you leaving? Oh, I'm leaving in the morning.
And I said, all this in the club. They playing Future. I'm like, right.
So, you know what I mean? I was like, what is your name? She was like, B. I was like, oh, is it B? What is it? She's like, oh, it's Braden. I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful name. All right, well, if you're leaving, since you're leaving tomorrow, let's do something before you leave. And she said, okay, yeah, I would really do that. All right.
What?
And then that was it.
But he made, I don't know what he said, but he made me laugh twice. And I said, I would have gave you my number because I laughed. Mm. Not because of how you look.
What's your body count, B?
We already talked about this in a whole nother episode.
Well, not in this episode.
Well, over 30. Lower than 40.
Vina?
6.
Vina's is very low. And she's been doing stuff since what grade? 8th grade?
I am not disclosing that. No.
I'm with you, girl.
Stop.
Brie?
I thought you said you don't lie. I said it wasn't none of your business.
You can't force me to tell you.
If you sleep in my bed and you ask me, I'll tell you.
But why would you say that? Do we have anybody in here that slept in the bed?
Don't do that.
I mean,
nobody in here slept in her bed. But I will tell you.
Whatever.
Vina's saying because hers is so low.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, if it gets higher, it's like,
Yeah,
I've been doing that since 7th grade.
But I don't understand how you've been having sex
you
in 7th grade.
Since seventh
and
grade?
It's only been 6 people. Something's not adding up.
She kept him.
Yes, that's my boyfriend.
For how long?
At least 10 years.
No, middle school. Then I had one in high school.
You had one, so this is a different one.
Yeah.
She said 2.
6. Well.
Then I had one in college. Let's be very clear.
That's 3. Uh-huh.
Then I had one. Just
so you
around.
Only did it to people you was with.
Yeah,
that's my
told
problem.
You that.
That was
I,
my problem.
Yeah, I only do people who I'm with. I don't. You know.
So how long do you talk to somebody before you?
Like 6-7 years.
Wait, what?
I was dating them.
No. She's saying like, how long do you talk to them before you have sleep sex with them?
Like, oh, a year. Sometimes it'd be like a year, a year? Six months. Oh, yeah, my last boyfriend, I had my real boyfriend my time in high school, I waited a year.
A year.
I won't wait
a year before you.
So what happened? This is not even about our body count. This is about you, little man.
No, it's just. I mean, but you know, Khan be acting like he's the Mac Daddy of the fucking show,
which is crazy because he ain't hit nobody up here.
What the hell are y'all talking about? Yeah. How?
No, Khan, nigga, yeah. Your little action figure be walking through, wilding out girls to the left and the right. See you in.
Yo, y'all just making up shit.
After we have like a little break, and Linda be like, "Let's get it." Like I see him in the cars with the chicks. Like
the way
I
mean, I'm gonna converse
with my coworkers. What am I just gonna just be mad stush and just yo fuck out of here?
It's the way you like swap.
Are you seeing somebody? Are you dating around? What are you doing? Chico?
Around. Oh, Chico.
Six, yeah, are you in a relationship? Are you a Chico? Do you have a girlfriend? 16. Are you single?
So you're a Chico? Just come on.
Spin over there in the plant.
Wait, what does that mean? You're agreeing or not agreeing?
Let's keep it real. You said be honest.
Nick is getting hot, man.
Don't be sweating my sweatshirt. Yeah. I need to know.
You don't
I love
want
that
this
sweatshirt.
You don't want this. You don't want this.
Okay. All right. Damn.
So we gonna answer the question or what?
Yeah.
I'm crying.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. What?
So yes, we answer the question in complete sentence. Yeah. What?
Complete sentence.
Yes, I am involved.
Involved in multiple,
or like you're entangled, or
are you in an entanglement?
You're in one relationship with one girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yes.
Cool. Good for you, Khan.
Yeah, thank you.
That's don't awesome. Ask him no more questions because I'm going to fuck his shit up.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, so let's. You want to pull up one more from
we
the jar?
We're going to post this episode.
Oh, girl. All
right, we're going to edit this out. Yeah, we'll get us in trouble.
We'll do an Insta story. So
no, he said he's in a relationship.
He did.
Time's up. Oh, time's up. Okay.
Just kidding.
Before we pull from the jar, y'all, Khan is off the market. Do not talk to him. Mm. He is in a happy relationship.
Look at us.
Aww. One of the best battle rappers to ever do it. We love him on Wild 'N Out. He's Mr. Cut the Beat. So, Khan, before we go, we always have our guests do a motivational quote, something you want to leave us with, some inspirational. So, do you have a quote or just like a saying or anything that
anything
you live
you
by?
Text me that was violent.
Cut the beat.
No.
It's definitely one of them.
They got real quote.
But the inspiration is, I mean, just really just do what you, we toast.
Yeah, we toast.
Do whatever you do with a lot of love and a lot of passion.
Okay.
Aww. And you'll never feel like work a day in your life.
Amen.
Yes. Amen to that.
There we go.
We'll be right back, y'all, with more of the Women of Wild 'N Out podcast. What they do.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Women of Wild 'N Out podcast. We just had CEO
it. CEO went in the building. Cut the beat.
Okay. That's soprano too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Brie?
Hell no.
Okay. I only joined the choir, honey, to get my financial aid money. Saint Aug said, you got a balance. So the only way
is you pay it or you take your ass to that choir.
Take your ass to that choir. So I said, I choose the choir. Yeah. I sat running that damn thing and said, Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
Money with every note.
Do a deer, a female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me, I name myself.
Far, a long, long way to go.
Yeah, I definitely shout out to all the choir, the gospel choir in St. Augustine University. I love my HBCU.
Let me tell y'all, when y'all want free promo, you hire this girl. She done shouted out books, makeup, choirs. Mm-hmm. Y'all get
free promo. I told you,
y'all better appreciate it.
So
support.
She helped me through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she gave me a book, Bold and Beautiful, so it's only right.
But I was looking at my thighs because they're so thick.
Girl.
And I saw these stretch marks.
Girl, we do not care about them stretch marks.
I was going to ask what you think about stretch marks. I love stretch marks.
I love my stretch marks.
Yeah. I had to learn to love mine because I got them at a young age. I got them on my boobs and then my like butt connection
See,
to
I like
my
mine
thigh.
Right there. Mm.
And then I didn't like them. And then I had to learn how to be.
And you like them now.
I'm just like, I'm a tiger, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have stretch marks?
A little bit. I don't mind any of that. I'm not hard on the body.
Yeah. Because you're so in shape.
You just have a hard body.
No, I just I work out 24/7 and I just feel like I'm doing the best I can do. What else am I going to do?
Yeah, true.
You know, can't do
anything. I ate too much and then got big before I was supposed to. And
you
then,
did?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my weight fluctuates weekly. Depending on what I eat. If I eat clean, I look clean. If I eat bad, I'm fluffy.
Yeah, you got parasites. You lose weight. You're
not going back to that.
It's got parasites.
You lose weight throughout the night. When my doctor told me that.
You lose weight throughout your life.
Yeah.
If you have parasites.
Yeah. She's like, hey, if you feel like you ate a good dope meal and it should be gaining you weight and you're losing, she's like, you need to cleanse.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why I got on like the detox and stuff, like drinking a lot of the green juices and taking the black walnut and all that.
You need to do more than that. There's stuff trapped in your intestinal tract. And, Nick talked about that black shit.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what it is. But you need herbs and different things to help break that down.
Jamaica say washouts.
So that's the herbs.
Yeah.
In Jamaica, we have a washout.
Colonics.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do. I do colonics. I got my girl Marietta in Georgia. I go there faithfully.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. But just remember to replace the bacteria that you lost with good bacteria. I got you.
I'll call listener for washouts.
I got you.
Yeah, we need that.
So what did y'all think about Khan? Did y'all know a lot about him before he came?
I actually didn't, but I'm really happy learning about the cast.
Seeing
separate
vibe,
and apart
the
from the show, exactly, because you get to know a lot more about them, how they started, how much more humble, that they are, because you think,
Khan's
humble?
He's humble.
His name is conceited.
With the name conceited.
True, but just on a level conversation.
Wishy-washy.
On a level conversation, you get to know a bit more than you knew from the outside.
I look too good for this necklace. Conceited. You don't got to reason. I got to do that.
Yeah, you did so good with your rap.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
Clips, I body clips.
You did.
I body him. Crazy.
But Clips is, more inviting. He's like, you got this.
I know, she'll be saying shit.
Yeah.
So that was good. Y'all want to, we only have a couple seconds. Who wants to do the toast to get us out of here? The quote, not the toast and the quote. But you got one, V? Relax your chin. Thank you.
people who breast think.
All right, I have a quote.
I was gonna say.
You look like NBA YoungBoy.
You ready, girl?
You got a quote?
I got one.
Oh, go do it.
Oh yeah, you do it. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.
There we go.
He called me big.
Okay, girl.
I know it's always love. Right there. Thank you guys so much
for watching
the Woman of Wildin' Out podcast. It's lit. See y'all next time.
Comment, bye. Subscribe, follow. We
do
control
all
the mic.
All that. Share with a friend. Put this in your group chat.
Listen to it over and over.
Cash, you better dump him.
If a nigga ain't buy you a bag, you better dump him. If you ain't getting flowers every week, you better dump him.
If your nigga ain't doing you right, you better dump him. If a nigga ain't buy you a shoe,
you better dump him.
If a nigga ain't doing a bill,
you better dump him.
If a nigga ain't combing your hair,
you better dump him.
If a nigga ain't paying your bills,
just dump him.
If a nigga ain't taking that Honda away from you and giving you another new car, you better dump him.
All right, y'all.
Venus
starts talking with a joke and it gets too personal. You better back it up. Thank you guys for watching. Get off of me.
Tune in next time.
If a nigga watching you struggle,
you better dump him.
You better dump him.
If a nigga ain't kissed you in days.
If the nigga keep buying the beauty supply earrings, the diamond ones, you better dump him.
It's too relatable.
If your tennis break, it's free.
That is so funny to me.
Conceited. We love you so much.
Thank
you for joining. The
Thank
show.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank y'all so much for listening to the Women of Wildin' Out, honey. I'm your girl, Pretty V.
Your sis, B. Simone.
Your sis, Crystal Angelique.
Oh my God, just Pretty V.
She's out.
Thank y'all so much. See y'all next time.
Bye.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.